a popular Outcast production.
We're recording.
What?
So how you guys doing? How's life?
Lifey.
Crushing.
Crushing? Lifey and crushing.
No, it's fine.
Wait, I forgot to...
Oh, yep,
This isn't turning on.
Is the batteries dead?
Maybe.
Are the batteries dead?
There's new batteries here.
Yeah, I think this might be dead.
What is that thing?
It's a backup recorder. Because there was one time the Delusional Loners were recording, and like they were really on a roll, and they were recording for like 2.5 hours, and then like Bill went to save it, and his computer crashed, and they lost that 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Well, GarageBand crashed.
GarageBand. Not the computer.
Ooh. Not the whole computer.
No.
That would have been awful. Like the week that Bill thought his computer died.
Yeah, it's
that was the most stressful week that we have ever had.
Still not turning on. Should we get Bill?
I'll text him.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. So,
I'll come in eventually.
Episode 51? Yeah? 51? Where's my phone?
Well, the last one I was on was 48, I believe.
I wrote down 51, so let's hope.
Or 49? I don't know.
I don't know. Check the podcast app.
Podcast.
Ah, that was loud.
What was that?
I dropped my phone on the microphone.
Well, don't do that.
Because I did it on purpose.
I actually have a topic.
Settings.
No, oh, thanks for the warning, Rangelink.
Okay. Nope. Yep. 51. Last episode was episode 50.
Beard talk. I wanted it to be organic. Whatever.
Organic beards.
Yeah.
Sorry. I have no idea.
It's been such a weird day. What was I going to say? Oh, on Facebook, I saw a post about...
Everything.
Because, I mean, that's where I got my news, but then I backed it up and, like, actually went through the sources and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a girl in Virginia that was kicked out of her own prom for wearing a dress that was too short. Mm-hmm. Because... apparently...
Mm-hmm. I read about this,
dads
too.
And stuff couldn't keep their eyes off of her.
Yeah, she...
Yeah, like, we put new batteries already in it.
It was a 17-year-old girl, and when she walked in, one of the chaperones came up to her and told her that they thought her dress was too short, and they had a strict rule about your dress had to be longer than your fingertips, and she stood there, and her dress was longer than her fingertips, and like her and her friends were there dancing and stuff because it's prom. And
you, I hear.
And yeah. Well, and she hadn't even started dancing. She was just standing there, and she was just swaying to the music.
Yeah, because she said she felt uncomfortable because all of the dads were ogling her, basically. And then a chaperone asked her to leave because she was too distracting. What I thought was interesting about it was a homeschool prom. So I don't know if that changes anything.
It was a Christian homeschool prom.
That just makes it hilarious.
And here is another thing that I found out. Her boyfriend was black. I want to know if that has anything to do with it. I do, honestly.
Her dress?
No, not
they
her dress.
They do like that
dress.
Booty, though.
I want to know if they had a problem with her because of that aspect as well.
Because she was in a mixed race relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Virginia.
Hmm.
In the year 2014. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know, the whole thing really kind of pissed me off, and I figure that Aislinn, you probably had the same kind of issues that I did growing up in high school, where, like, you can't wear shorts. Like, if the shorts are any higher than at your knees, they're too short. Because even if they're past your fingertips, then you get in trouble because your shorts are too short. Just because your legs are long.
Yeah.
And that was the same thing. She was 5'9". Mm-hmm. She was skinny as all get out. And
she was a pretty girl. I saw pictures of her dress. It was a nice mm-hmm. dress.
It was like a dress.
It was a simple, pretty. Like,
it was a simple cut dress with a lot of sparkle, silver. It was gorgeous. It was a beautiful mm-hmm. dress. And it was just, I have seen girls come to prom in way trampier outfits than that, and they were okay. Like, I there was this one girl I went to prom with that she wasn't from our school. She was from another school, and she had a dress that it smushed her boobs together, like, right in the middle, and then right in the center was a big heart that was cut out. So it was just heart of cleavage. And she had humongous tits.
Nice.
And that dress was okay because it's not technically low cut, and it's not, you know.
Plus, I don't think we even had any guidelines.
I don't remember us really having guidelines.
I mean, I wore a ball gown anyway, but I don't think we had.
There could not have been guidelines at our prom. Because of the dresses that were there, there's no way that there was. I mean, there might have been the fingertip roll one, but other probably. Than that, probably
I just
not.
Remember my, well, this is a sad story, but I just remember my prom because I had this really pretty purple ball gown.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Well, no, this isn't even that story. My prom was just a train wreck to begin with. But I remember my mom, my stepmom was, you know, helping me get dressed and stuff. And, like, there was an option for a back to the dress. And she wouldn't let me have my back showing because she was that kind of person. But all she did was, like, she helped me get dressed, and she's like, "You have back acne, and it looks awful." And then I left for proms.
We'll tell the next story of how you got there on the ride there.
Yeah.
This is even better.
Well, I had my boyfriend at the time, and I had broken up a week before prom. Ooh. And it was just like, we just agreed to go together because, like, it's a week before prom. Nobody's going to find a new date. We already have tables and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we were at an intersection on the way to the school for prom walk, and he pulled out in front of a pickup truck with a trailer on the back. And he was heading right for it. He didn't even see it because he was looking the other way. And I screamed. I screamed just in time for him to veer enough that he only hit the trailer. And, I mean, we were fine. He was crying and ridiculous. And I was talking to the driver of the truck trying to, like, you know, get his information and do all the stuff that you do after a car accident. I had a huge seatbelt mark, which in retrospect wasn't that bad. But his car was totaled.
Oh.
And I did not talk to him for the rest of the day. Because he's the one who didn't look when pulling out into traffic.
Yeah, I remember you coming up and telling us that story. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, this is the worst day ever. It got better, though. We had a good time.
Yeah.
So, I never went to prom.
Really?
Okay, well, I technically did go to one prom when I was a freshman. My boyfriend was a junior in high school, and I went to his prom. We were there for, like, all of maybe, like, 30 minutes.
But you didn't go to your own proms?
Oh, God, no. I hated those people. I wasn't spending, like, $30 to hang out with them on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I did buy a prom dress once, though. It was, like, Deb after prom clearance, and I wore it to an after prom party.
Nice.
It was like a pale pink, like, corset top, but it still had straps, and then it was just huge fluffy skirt.
My
awesome.
My prom dress for, I went to 4 different proms because my boyfriend went to a different school than I did. Jesus. So we went to 2 proms junior mm-hmm. year, and then 2 proms senior year because we were dating junior and senior year. And for my junior year, I borrowed a prom dress from somebody I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, purplish blue underneath, and then it had just black lace over top of the entire thing. It was just a very simple dress. And then my senior year, there's a place called Cinderella's Closet in the Frackville Mall. And you can get prom dresses for $10.
Yeah, they. And I think people, that's like a whole project thing that...
people will donate prom dresses, and then you can go in and buy them. So I got a dress that looked very... you know, like Marilyn Monroe's, like, famous white dress? It was almost the exact cut as that, except for it was floor length. And it was...
Was that the green one?
Yeah, it was Hunter Green. Yeah. And both years I did my own hair and my own makeup and stuff. So yeah, we went to prom for very cheap because my parents were very poor and we didn't have money for all that. But I mean, I enjoyed prom because I had friends in school, like a couple, but we just had like a small group of friends. At the time, we were friends.
Yeah, really I've anymore. Got a lot of those.
Not really friends anymore. I hate those people. Except for Kelsey.
Yeah.
I don't mind her.
I mean, I don't outwardly hate any of the people that I used to go to high school with and used to consider friends. It's just a lot of them kind of turned out to be, like, really religious.
Yeah.
And would share, like, those awful, hateful things on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had one girl. I've known her for years and years and years. Like, we were in Girl Scouts together, and then we were on the same academic track at school. So we had a lot of classes together. And I think it was around the time, like, the whole, like, Chick-fil-A scandal, like, they came out as, like, an anti-gay company, and people were, like, in an uproar boycotting, and she, like, made a Facebook status. It's like, going down to Chick-fil-A today, gotta help out the cause. I was like,
delete.
Lindsay, you were so cool. What happened?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know when that whole thing was going around, I had a couple relatives that were, talking about, you know, all the Bible verses and stuff that were anti-gay. And I'm like, oh my god, you guys are awful human beings. Like, do you not realize that we have family members that are gay that are friends with you on Facebook? And, like, why would you do this? That is awful.
Yeah. Speaking of religion and the anti-gay text, I don't know if either of you listened to Serving Ice. But a few weeks ago, they had on this guy named Doug, and he actually, like, was studying to become a pastor. So he's, like, very well-versed in the Bible. Like, he hardcore has studied the Bible and is just like, nope. Like, everything that people commonly think of. Just like, no, it's like the Bible is made up of... Oh, God. I'm not even going to try to quote it because I just fucking blanked. But it was basically like... laws of the time and like a couple other different things. I don't know. Go listen to it. It's
Leviticus?
Yeah, Leviticus is like the book.
The law, of like the laws. But the thing that people don't realize about that is because they were about the time. There were laws that were set in place by people who were in the government who put those in place for the safety of other people.
And there's a lot of other things that like are in the same like area of Leviticus where it talks about, you know, like not eating seafood or shellfish and like not wearing mixed fibers, and if your lady partner is menstruating, she's not allowed to sleep in the same bed as you.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's, you can't just like pick and choose the laws you want. No, that doesn't work.
Those laws aren't in place anymore because we don't live in that time period.
And what people don't realize is the Bible is a piece of literature. We actually have a class at Bloomsburg called The Bible as Literature. And like any literature, especially one that like states laws of the time or thoughts of the time, it's not something that you should use to lead your life now.
Yeah.
It's like, not this was written relevant now.
2,000 like, years ago. Like.
Yeah, exactly. It would be like reading Utopia or something, which... there is no way that you could live your life the way they described in Utopia, but people try to live their life the way the Bible describes, and that was not it's not relevant.
And I mean, I kind of feel like the whole all the laws in Leviticus kind of got thrown out the window like when the Ten Commandments came, because like those were the ten laws from God, and like
He went up,
don't put any gods before me. It's, you know, love your neighbor as yourself.
Yep. don't kill people. Don't.
And that's
hate
all
people.
Jesus said. That's all Jesus said.
It all just gets back to just don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Just don't be a dick. That's all that.
It's not that hard. Yeah.
That's all there is. Hard. I mean, love each other.
If your life is so awful that you have to hate someone else to make yourself feel better.
But people just pick and choose. They're like, I'm going to focus on this passage from the Bible for the rest of my life and use it as
homosexuals make me uncomfortable. So I'm just going to,
there's a long history of people, not just for homosexuality, mm-hmm. but for slavery. Like, slave owners used to whip their slaves while quoting the Bible and saying, because there's lines that say, obey your master. Mm-hmm. And they took it as, oh, slavery is okay because I am their master. Like,
yep.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. People will read anything and perceive it how they want it to be perceived. And that's mm-hmm. just the way it is. But if people are actually intelligent about it, they won't have the problem. But
damn straight.
Unfortunately, the world doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope.
Basically, we just gotta wait for all the old fuckers to die.
But there's still people our age who are like that, which is really sad.
Which is how we got on this topic, is people that we know. Like, I mean, you want to believe in something, fine. That's really your decision. Just don't be hateful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There's no reason for that. You don't have to shove it down other people's throats and spread it all over Facebook.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, jeez.
And rant.
So anyway, so we were all in Girl Scouts. I just realized that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not together, because
you
lived far away.
We didn't want to be in your troop anyway.
And I was honestly probably out of Girl Scouts before
you were probably in. You were probably a cadet when we were brownies. Maybe. Is that what they had, cadets?
It's Daisy's brownies, juniors, cadets, seniors.
Mm.
I made it a few weeks into cadets and then I quit.
Yeah.
I was in juniors, I think, for like 2 years and brownies for half a year.
I started as a junior.
When I was young, really? Mm-hmm. Nuh-uh. We did Girl Scout camp together. Oh, I guess juniors.
We were juniors then.
Oh, brownies is just like kindergarten age. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, juniors is a long
Daisy's time. Is kindergarten. I think brownies is like second and third grade, or second, third, and fourth.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
Yeah, because you and I met when we were about like fifth grade.
Yeah, juniors, right before we went to middle school.
Yeah.
We should tell that story. I don't think we ever have.
What story?
How we met.
Aw. The origin story.
It wasn't when you threw a book at her head?
No, we
had known each other for several years at that point.
Talked about Reliant K.
Nope, it was not that either.
Huh.
No.
What do you know?
Nope. Oh, I do remember the one time, though. I was sitting out in the hallway with my friends, Ashley, doing a project. And Ashley was in the classroom. And I was... This is actually... I kind of think it makes me sound like an asshole. But I was really good friends with the teacher at the time because I was having a lot of problems at home. And I had just befriended the teacher and I talked to her all the time and stuff. And she came outside and she was like, she's like, just so you guys know, Ashley Dyer just told me that you were chewing gum. Is this true? And I was like,
oh, I was such an asshole.
I was like, yes, it is true. And she's like,
spit out the gum and put it in her hair.
She's just like, just spit it out before you come back into the classroom so it looks like I've yelled at you. And I'm just like, that bitch. And then I hated you more.
Oh, I was such a bad person.
We went through a couple months of being kind of like nemesises.
We really did.
Nemesis. I don't know why, we just had a vendetta against each other for the seventh grade.
I don't know why either. I don't know why we hated each other.
I don't. And I remember you came up to me in eighth grade. We didn't talk for the whole eighth grade year. We didn't have any classes with each other. And I was sitting in my homeroom class or something, and you came up to me and we were just sitting there talking about random stuff. And I don't know who said it first, but I just know we looked at each other and we're like, I'm sorry I hated you. I don't really remember why I did. And I was like, me neither. But yeah, we met in Girl Scouts, fourth or fifth grade. I'm going to say probably fifth. Yeah. We went to they had a Girl Scout away camp thing. Mm.
Schwoben covered bridge.
And we did Girl Scouty activities like knit and learn how to cook for your man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's how I
learned some crafts.
I would always get really mad at being a Girl Scout because Boy Scouts did so much fun.
I was always mad at that too because my dad and my brother were in Boy Scouts, so I would go along.
And I would have loved
trips.
To have learned like knot tying. And
I know. Give
and
me
Girl
something
Scouts,
fucking useful.
All it is crafts.
Yeah,
and like I don't really remember much else.
My earliest memory of Kelsey was. We were making some kind of craft where you needed like a half a gallon jug of milk or something. It was like a carton. Mm-hmm. And this is such a sad story. And I remember being like, oh, Kelsey, you got chocolate milk. That's freaking awesome. And she's like, my mom dumped it all down the sink. I wasn't allowed to drink any of it. And I'm like, what? Oh, God. What?
That's awful. Horrible.
We could do a whole episode on how awful my stepmother was.
Yeah.
But it would just be depressing and sad.
And I remember going home to my mom being like, I don't know why she did this. It's just awful. My mom's like, that ain't right.
Yeah. My mom's and like, I remember she did things like that in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So that would be the first one. And my mom was just like, I don't know why she did that. Maybe she was allergic to chocolate milk. Maybe she bought the wrong kind. I don't know.
No, we weren't allowed to have nice things. Anything that we would enjoy, we weren't allowed to have. It was just that kind of situation. But my first memory of you is we were sharing the same tent. And we were talking about like fifth grade girl stuff. And leg shaving came up because it was so interesting back then.
Oh, yeah.
And Ashley's just like, you're like, I don't need to shave my legs because my hair is so blonde. I'm never going to have to in my entire life.
That's not even true.
And I just remember I sort of resented you for that because mine was like, I was in fifth grade and it was starting to grow in thick and black. And I'm just like, oh, what a lucky little bitch.
Who was it that was in our tent that ran their foot into one of the peg things? Do you remember that?
No.
Somebody was wearing like flip-flops or they weren't wearing shoes or something and they ran into one of the tent stakes and like it broke open their foot and they were like, it was awful.
Gross. I don't remember that. I didn't really talk. When I was younger, I was really bad at social interaction. Worse than, well, I don't know. I was terrified of people. I was terrified of everybody. And now I'm not terrified of people. I just feel awkward and I don't know what to say. And it's probably because when I was younger, I was just... Like, I would sit in, like, by myself constantly because I was afraid to be around people my age because I didn't know what to say.
You always had your nose in a book.
Yeah. And I think I think the whole book thing for me started because I was terrified of people. And I was like, what is something that I can do?
People aren't going to bother me.
To avoid talking.
My love for books came from, like, my parents always having to worry about my brother. Mm-hmm. All the time, so I had to like fend for myself as far as entertainment. So
yeah,
that's when books came into play.
I think it originally for me was just because my grandparents were always really into reading and books, and they would make us read before we went to bed and things like that. And they had a room in their house that they made into a library. And they had just books like around all four that's shelves, awesome. Like up to the ceiling. God. And then they had like a ladder that they would use, and it was beautiful. I love that room. And I think it just is somewhat hereditary.
They had the room from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It was lovely.
That library.
That sounds wonderful. I want to go there.
I want to go to there.
That sounds great. Yeah. Girl Scout camp was... The more fun things that we had was, like, when we got to, like, go in the creek and actually go on, like, nature walks and stuff.
Do you remember when I fell in the creek?
And then we all did accidentally.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote, accidentally.
Nobody believes that I'm still pissed about it because, the Girl Scout leaders, they thought I did it on purpose. No, I'm just clumsy. And I got yelled at for it. And I was like, no, I fell in the creek on accident. Yeah. Of course, it was lovely and the water was great.
I went back.
And I stayed in there a bit too long, but it was an accident.
I went back a couple years in a row for counseling there.
Mm. At Schwoben?
Yeah. Because you can volunteer as like a counselor.
Oh, cool.
Man. Yeah.
I like my other camp a lot better.
It was fun, but kids are awful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I actually like my other camp a lot better. It's not just girls. It's girls and boys. And they have, it's not just like Girl Scout activities. It's like rock climbing, archery. Not that those shouldn't be Girl Scout activities. I think
they're not.
Typically. I think they should be Girl Scout activities.
They're not in the handbook.
No. Yeah. But, you know, there's archery. There's riflery, which, you know, you can opt out of. But there's rock climbing and sports. And then they have a craft section. But you only have to do that for a short amount of time. I think Girl Scouts is the reason I hate crafts now.
I love crafting.
Oh, seriously.
So much fun.
I just cleaned off my desk. My desk is clean. I dusted it and everything, took all my knickknacks down.
I have
so much space for activities.
I have so many. I had to buy an actual, like, I wanted to buy a desk, mm-hmm. but desks are more expensive than I really wanted to spend right now. Mm-hmm. So I just got like a table from just one of the fold-up table things from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been using that in our room, which it takes up a lot of space in our bedroom. But so I need to like go around and like reorganize a whole bunch of things. So.
Oh man, I just picked up a 70s like sewing book. Which is
fantastic.
No, I got a new one.
Oh, okay.
This one is from I got it from the hippie store last weekend. I got like one for sewing and one for embroidery because
the hippie store,
the place in Lewisburg, the natural food and garden shop.
I need to go there.
Yeah, you do. It's awesome. There's cold ones in the fridge if you want.
That's okay. I like room temperature, so it does. Why go not? On with the podcast.
Sorry. Pay no mind to the man behind the curtain.
But like one of the first pages is a full color pictorial of like a 60s-70s sewing space, and like all the shelves and tables and everything are like yellow.
Ew.
Yeah, but no, it works. Like I'll have to put this on my list of fucking things I need to like show you. Just write that down. But no, it was so cool, and I want to build one of my own because the like what I'm using right now for my sewing table is Jeff's old computer desk. Mm-hmm. So it's really deep, and I don't need something that's like 2 feet deep. I just need like something that's essentially the size of my sewing machine. Mm-hmm. So maybe a foot. Yeah. But it was cool. It's like there was a table, and then there's like all these shelves, and there's like this little closet attached for like an ironing board to hide in, and then like on the windowsill there was like this wide space for cutting fabric and shit, and I was like, I want to build that.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while, but Bill's mom wants to put like built-in bookshelves and stuff in our room.
Oh,
and
nice.
That would free up so much space to just put books there, and then I can have space for like the actual bookshelf to be my craft shelf.
Yeah,
because I at this point need an entire shelf for crafting stuff. Like I have so many freaking supplies there.
I have a
they're
closet
literally everywhere.
I have a walk-in closet probably close to the size of this room,
mm-hmm.
full of fabric and craft supplies.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have
because people are like, oh, you sew, you knit, you do this, you do that.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
I have all of that. It is not all in the same space.
Ah.
So the other day when Mike came over, he was like, oh, hey, do you have this, 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 and this? And I'm like, yes, hold on. It took me like 20 minutes to like go around everywhere
to
remember where I
place.
Freaking put it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is absurd. Like, I know where everything is, but it's just all in a different place because I don't have space for it all in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's just...
Yeah, I need some serious, like, actual shelves. I've got, like, a whole mishmash of different, like, kinds of shelves. Mm-hmm. Like, that metal rack we gave you guys a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have a second one of those that's in the closet. We've got two of those small, rolling plastic storage rolling carts in there. Got another rolling cart that's thinner but it's taller. I've got like six tubs overflowing with fabric and then some. Got shelves of like sketch pads and
my mom my mom put on, there's like a yard sale website or something like that that you can
Freecycle?
Get on.
Recycle?
You know, stuff like that on like Facebook, those kind of groups mm-hmm. that you can join. Mm-hmm. And there was one where she put on that she was looking for some yarn to like make blankets and stuff like that because she was home and she's unemployed right now. So she was just looking for something to do.
So everybody was just like, here, take all my extra yarn.
Yeah, and basically she had all of these people being like, here you go. Here's mm-hmm. a whole bunch of yarn. And she's mm-hmm. like, holy crap.
Careful so what like, you ask for.
So she like gave me a bunch of that too because people were giving her like Lion's brand yarn, like entire skeins that they didn't use, and I'm like, it takes one freaking skein for like a scarf, like I yeah. can make how many scarves out of all of these things that you just gave me, and it's name brand yarn
yeah.
that I don't buy unless it's on super sale.
Oh yeah, I usually if I have to make a project, hate to admit this, but I usually go with Red Heart. Stuff is like so cheap poly blend crap. Yeah. It's so scratchy usually.
I like the it starts with a C. Charon, I think.
Oh god, I don't know.
Do you know which one I'm talking about? It's very soft. It's kind of like Lion's brand, but it's like one step up from that.
Maybe.
But yeah, I like to use that in a lot of my projects and stuff because it's a lot softer than the Red Heart stuff. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like it's
yeah.
yarn is expensive.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But
I like to use,
especially because like the more expensive, like it also gets a lot smaller. Because like the Red Heart, you get like a pound of yarn for $3.
Yep.
But then like if you want the Lion's,
the Lion's Head,
yeah,
Lion's brand.
We're not buying beer, Ashley.
I want beer.
Yeah, you get like the tiny like maybe half pound, and it's like $7. Mm-hmm. It's like this is like 30 yards. Like, that's not gonna get me anywhere.
And it really sucks, too, because if you want something in, like, a multicolor, you get, like, the same price, but you get less of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's with anything.
Or anything, like, fancy if you need, like, a bulkier yarn.
Yep, and I usually do the bulkier yarn for my scarves and stuff, because I'll do the Infinity scarves.
Mm-hmm.
And just do them in the bulk, like, the hand-woven stuff. Yep.
Sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have one project that, oh my god, you were actually at home, like, when I brought home the fabric, like, 3 months ago, and I was like, I'm gonna make maxi pads!
Oh, yeah!
I have a bunch cut out and ready to be sewn, and I just fucking haven't gotten to it yet. It's been, like, 3 months. I'm the worst person.
Well, it's not like you're not busy.
Like, I know. And, yeah.
And procrastination.
You know what that made
so
me
easy.
Think of? There was a show called Extreme Cheapskates, mm-hmm. where it was like a family of like a whole bunch of kids, and they stopped buying toilet paper
mm-hmm.
and started just using rags.
Mm-hmm. You keep a bucket like, next to the toilet,
yeah, you
and
just
you
keep
wash
a bucket.
The rags.
Yeah, and I was like, that's kind of ingenious, actually.
I thought about it. I posed it to Jeff. She's like, please don't. I yeah. was like, all right. Alright, I'm just
yeah, I'm pretty
saying,
sure they, a bill would not fall for that. If it was just me, I'd be like...
Because, yeah, you just get some, like, nice soft flannel, mm-hmm. like, cut it into a square. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like a...
Yeah.
Something that you can, like, fold over a few times. Mm-hmm. Get, like, a diaper genie next to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah, that wouldn't be that bad.
And you never have to touch it. You just dump the bucket into the washing machine.
Yep.
And, yeah, but, yeah, that's not gonna happen.
No.
I didn't think it was that bad. Although the Extreme Cheesecake show.
Extreme Cheesecake. I like that show.
Extreme Cheesecake. That should exist.
Episode 51, Extreme Cheesecake.
Because Ashley can't talk.
It's fine.
Cheapskate's
a hard word. That's like one of those
cheese
blisters.
Cheesecake. It made me come up with the idea of the no spend month, where you do not spend any money for the entire month. And you just save up everything and then just try not
That's
to...
That's not counting bills, right?
Yeah, it's not counting okay. bills.
Does that also count, like, going to the grocery store? Because mm-hmm. there's no way I couldn't go to the grocery store in a month.
You plan up everything and then make
but
sure
then aren't
that you,
you spending,
don't have to go.
Aren't yeah. you spending more before the month begins
you
to prepare for your no
spend You normally end up stocking up mm-hmm. throughout most of your lifetime anyway. These people live in a way that... They are not spending much on their grocery bills anyway. And you end up using all of the stuff in your freezers that you wouldn't normally eat anyway. You would just go to the grocery store because you didn't feel like eating that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That makes sense.
My freezer's so full of shit right now.
Right. I mean,
I did a lot of those months in college.
You eat all of that. Yeah. So I've done it for like entire weeks where I was like, I'm not going to go to Starbucks to get coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go, like, I'm going to pack my lunches from home, from work, for work, and... I mean, you'd be amazed at how much money you'll save up by just cutting out, like, one or two things from your budget.
And yeah, like, we're cutting back on going out to eat again since we had to fucking buy a new car.
Yep, so are we. Well, I mean, I don't have a job, so.
Yeah, well,
I didn't really have a choice in the matter. It was like, oh, yeah, we're not going out to eat very much anymore. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We don't have the money for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Whatever. So.
Sorry, Kelsey, you were going to say something?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
It wasn't important.
Everything you say is important, Kelsey.
Realistically, it was probably about the extreme cheesecake you mentioned earlier.
Let's go make cheesecake.
I'm drawing right now.
I'll watch you make cheesecake.
Cheesecake on a flaming skateboard in a half pipe.
Ooh.
That's no helmet.
I like where you're going with this.
It's a badass.
Badass cheesecake.
I can't draw, like, at all.
I used to be decent, but I fucking don't draw anymore.
It's hard. And it's
depressing. Like, I tried to do a figure drawing the other day of, like, my character for our Pathfinder campaign, and I'm like, I don't remember human proportions. Shit!
Takes fucking practice, man.
It does, it does. And then, like, you know, it doesn't help I'm friends with people on Facebook who are, like, talented artists, and I'm like... I'm not gonna draw anymore.
Yeah, I made my sign for my grooming shop, and because I finally decided on a name, and
did I like your page yet? I don't remember. I know you sent me an invite.
I got like 40 likes in one day.
Awesome,
which is pretty good.
Do you just like send it to every spam like your entire friends?
Oh
list?
Yeah, I spam to everybody. I was like my stuff, like my stuff. Hey everybody, but I. Put up my picture, and then I noticed that one of my friends posted it to his son's wall, who is a graphic designer and like a painter, and was like, hey, can you help this girl out? And I'm like, oh no, is it that bad?
What are you trying to say, sir?
I'm like, I spent all day making this, and I'm actually pretty proud of it. Like, is it really that bad? And I didn't comment on it because I was just like,
you should be like, dude, seriously?
I'm gonna go cry in a corner.
Seriously? If you think my sign's shitty, you fucking tell me.
I know. He didn't even say anything to me. He didn't tag me in it or anything.
Maybe that's like, what he thought you wanted. He's like, maybe. Oh, she needs sign help.
I was like,
that's what this is about.
I don't have money for sign help. The reason that I did this was because I got a piece of scrap wood out of my garage, painted it, and now I'm going to do some Thompson's water seal on it and then just throw it out front. I just want it so people know, like, this is where my shop is, so I don't have to tell people, oh yeah, we're the house with the Halloween decorations that are still on the front porch.
There's Frankenstein in a bathtub on the front
porch.
Yeah,
and there's a pink bathtub. Yeah.
What's going on with that bathtub?
It will eventually be in the garage for my shop.
Okay.
Where did it
come from?
It was the old Whirlpool tub that was downstairs. You know, like when you walk in and there's the pantry area? Uh-huh. That used to be closed off, and there used to be like a Whirlpool tub in there, and it was like a little, like, private little kind of relaxing space for like a Whirlpool tub and like a little bathroom kind of area.
Yeah, because like Paul, was that in Paul and Julia's bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I thought so.
Yeah.
Because I know I asked her about it ages
ago.
They
had, like, technically they had two tubs, because they had, like, their regular shower tub, and then they had that one. And then they were like, why do we have this? Nobody ever uses it.
Yeah.
So they took it out, and they were going to sell it, but I was, like, kind of glad that they never did sell it, because now I have a free tub.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, eventually it'll go into the garage. We got to clean out the garage. We just haven't found a day that we're both not doing anything.
Yeah, good luck finding a day when Bill's not doing anything.
Well, it's Bill's not helping me.
Oh.
Julia's going to help me. Bill's mom.
Oh, nice.
Cause
if you're doing it, like, on a weekend or a weekday evening, chances are I can, like, come over and, like, help you, like, sweep or whatever. Move this box from here to there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of lifting and stuff. And there is a bowling machine in there that's, like, a big kind of arcade machine that we're just going to cut apart and throw out because it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs a lot of work. And by now, like, mice have probably gotten into the wire.
Well, I mean, you can probably, like, put it on the curb for free. And
that's what we're going to do. Oh, yeah. There is a guy that will come. Like, he comes constantly and is like, hey, do you guys got any scrap metal? And we're like, here you go. So, and Audrey's boyfriend now has a truck. So we're probably going to start scrapping the metal ourselves to get money for, you know, to help with the chicken coop. And
yeah. Ugh, don't remind me about that shit. My birds are getting too big to stay in the house. And, like, we just... Jeff's dad will just not let go of the idea of fixing up the old chicken coop in the barn. And I'm like, there's fucking holes in the roof. There's holes in the walls. This needs more work than you think it does. You said you have scrap wood. Let's just fucking build a little coop close to the house. Because I don't like them being that far out in the yard. Because that barn's fucking out there.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no, it's not going to take that long or that much money to, you know, fix
and
up the coop.
And why haven't you done it yet?
Well, much like us, you know, good luck finding Keith with a free day, especially now that, like, it's getting nicer out. Like, he's got his own yard work to do, and they want to get their pool open next weekend.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah. We were gonna buy, there was a coop we were gonna buy from the fucking farm supply store, but it came in two boxes. There was either a shipping error, or somebody's a dumbass, because both boxes that are left are box one of two. There is no box two of two.
Mm-mm.
And they're still trying to sell it.
Are you kidding me?
It's like, nobody's gonna buy that. And there's another one that I really like, but it's only for, like, up to four chickens. And I'm like,
you have six.
Yeah. We can just kill two of them, right?
I know somebody that can help you with that.
No. I'm not gonna purposefully kill them, because if I do, like, one of them's just gonna, like, die, and then we're gonna be, like, short a chicken. Mm-hmm. So, no point. But I would never, like, personally kill them either.
No.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine you ever doing that.
Nice bird. Nice. Yeah, just give me your head. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, sleep.
Yeah, sleep.
That's terrifying, right?
Sleep. Yeah, sleep. Okay. No. It flops around for a good, like, day and a half?
No, what's even more fun to think about is you making the selection. Like, just spending hours with them, be like...
There are two or three that are obviously tinier than the rest.
I just like to believe that you would choose based on personality.
Might do that, too.
Oh. You seem a little slow.
Richard's been dick today.
But I would feel bad about killing the slow one. Because, I mean...
Survival of the fittest. Come on, now.
I know.
I mean, not like we're breeding them. We just want them for the eggs.
You wouldn't kill a chicken.
Oh, God, no, I wouldn't.
Let's be real.
I know someone who would.
I know a couple people. We know several people that hunt. They would have no problems with killing your chickens.
Just say the word.
No, it's fine. We'll figure out what to do with all six birds.
I'm just going to sneak into the coop wearing black with only my throwing knives.
Oh, God. No.
You'll hear, like, spy music in the middle of the night.
Kelsey, get out of there! God damn it.
God damn it, Kelsey, not again.
You're the worst spy. Turn off your iPod.
Oh, I know what I'm doing tonight.
You hate birds. You won't even go in that room.
But I'll kill them.
She can, like, throw something from a distance.
That's why I said my throwing knives. Yeah. Get with it.
You'd be, like, blindfolded because you don't want to look at him.
And if you hit one, man, that's fucking talent.
I know. There. Can't even be mad.
Hold still. Why are there holes in all of the walls? Kelsey!
I'll just leave one of my throwing knives up there tonight as a threat.
Oh, God.
It'll just be sticking in the door.
No, I'll just set it there nicely with a handwritten note.
3 days. Oh, God, no. Please don't kill my birds.
I won't. Okay. I've never killed anything. I get squeamish killing bugs.
I've never killed anything on purpose. I know I have like I hit a rabbit once and it made me really sad.
Yeah. I hit a rabbit.
It jumped off a hill, like an embankment right in front of my car, and I was like, I feel bad, but you kind of deserve that because I was fucking stupid.
Did you ever read the comic Suicide Bunnies?
I don't think so.
It kind of makes fun of rabbits propension to jump out in front of traffic like they want to die. And it just
I have a feeling.
It just it's suicidal bunnies and it's really cute and depressing. One of them, one rabbit is just holding a cheese grater and grating the other rabbit.
Gross. That's like Happy Tree Friends.
Oh god, yeah. Ugh. No.
Yeah, the only time I ever hit, well, I've hit animals on the road and stuff because I mean I live in the middle of nowhere. Or I used to live in the middle of nowhere.
You still live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we
not
still,
as much, but
we still.
At least now you're like
it's 20 minutes to a grocery store. Less than 20 minutes to a grocery store.
Yeah, like 15.
Yeah, we do not live in the middle of nowhere.
No.
Yeah,
I would have to drive like 45 minutes to get to a grocery store.
Yeah.
My grocery store was a place called Midway grocery store. You remember that place?
I know Midway.
Yeah, that was the one that was closest. That's where we went.
My ex used to work there.
Ex.
What the hell was I saying? Midway
grocery store.
Anytime I hit an animal, I would just cry.
Yeah.
Like, I would hit them, and then I would, like, spend the rest of the trip to wherever I was going just crying. Just feeling awful. Yeah, it was just so bad.
Nah, Jesus.
Bill, what are you doing?
Texting me. I thought you guys were done with the episode.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I was just texting you to see what we were doing tonight, if you were recording the other episode.
Wow. Good to know where your priorities are.
We wouldn't have known if Bill didn't walk in the room.
If a tree falls in the forest, does it still hurt?
What?
That's right.
Bill, does it still hurt? You know these things, right?
It always hurts.
It does, yeah.
Life is pain.
And we're back to life is crushing and lifey.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
So, was there a plan, or...
Oh my god, actually, do this off podcast.
What is wrong with you?
Fine.
Come on. Like, honestly, we could probably...
Yeah, we'll probably end this.
It's fine.
Just leave it in.
Yeah. Bye, pod people.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with this episode.
All right.
Done with you.
Finished. Bye.
Bye. Bye.